Welcome back to It's Not You, It's Your Trauma. I'm Joe Ryan. If you'd like to know more about me, you can go to joeryan.com. If you want to subscribe to all episodes, you can do so at Apple Podcast or Spotify. If you're in need of coaching, you can go to joeryan.com/coaching and book a free 30-minute session to see if I'm a good fit for you. All right, here we go. Anger is always about a want. Hate is about deep needs. Whenever we're angry, we want something. I mean, it's that simple. When you get angry, you want something. And when you hate, there's a deep need that is unmet. It is touching a core wound. Self-hate. Why? What do we want by hating on ourselves? Well, part of it is to keep ourselves down because it's easier to be the victim because that's the role that we know. We were helpless. We weren't allowed to do for ourselves. We weren't allowed to show up for ourselves. We weren't allowed to forge our own way. We had to fit into the box. And some of our self-hate is because we never showed up for ourselves and we're still not showing up for ourselves and we're fucking angry at ourselves. And it's part of the process. But the self-hate is it's just like this noise that runs in the background. It's this belief system that is on autopilot. And it's just been there. And it's been there for so long. It got there before rational thought and intellect could kick in. So to get out of the self-hate, we got to figure out what the needs are that's causing the hate. And part of the need is that we're not doing anything to help our situation because we feel helpless and stuck. So we're just going to easily hate on ourselves. See, we want something from ourselves. We need something from ourselves and we're not getting it because we don't know how to do it because it was never taught. It was never modeled. So you're stuck in the self-hate because you're not showing up for yourself. When I look at myself as a kid, it's like, why didn't you just fucking leave? Why didn't you move down the street to the Faltings house? It was a lot nicer there. Because you can't. You're a child. You're helpless. And the only thing you know is the world that you're living in. And it has to be normal because you don't know anything else. As an adult, you're starting to look at it as, why didn't I do more? Why am I still in this? Why do I let them light me up? Why do I let them gaslight me? Why do I still want things and need things from them? Why do I feel like I can't move forward until I get their love and validation so that I can feel good about myself, to make it feel safe, to move out in the world? We got to fill those needs ourselves and we got to shift that self-hate. Part of this process, one of the paths, one of the legs of this journey is turning that self-hate and anger into being angry and hateful towards your abusers. It's part of the process. You have to make that shift and you have to get angry. See, if you're stuck in self-hate, you're never going to grow. And if you shift your hate to your abusers and if you get stuck there, where you're just hating on them and you're not resolving the anger, you're going to be stuck there as well. The process is to get the hate and the anger out of you, get to this place of understanding, to not be a helpless victim, to not blame others, to not carry this wound like a crutch and poor me and everybody has it easier and I'm doing the best I can. Are you doing the best you can or are you fighting through it or are you just accepting? Like there's a pattern to our behavior and we have to look at the pattern so that we can break them. If you're showing up with your abusers and they are gaslighting you, and you are getting lit up, and you are having the same pattern, the same responses, the same anger, the same fawning, however you respond to it, if it is not changing, it's never going to change. We got to get to the mentality where this no longer has anything to do with anybody else but ourselves. We're the only ones holding us down now. You have your foot on your throat, and you're not moving. because you feel stuck and paralyzed. You're walking around waiting to be punished as an adult because you're still living with that little child. You got to get in and take care of that child. That angry child has needs. And when those needs start to get met, the anger slowly starts to go away. But for you to meet your needs, you have to go against everything that you were raised to believe. That it's selfish. And it's not safe. See, growing up, I had to keep track of everybody and everything in my world to feel safe. Because I couldn't get caught off guard. Because you never knew when the explosion was going to come. So you had to do it better than perfect, if that's possible. We got to get off the perfectionism. We're not the best, and we're not the best worst. We're somewhere in the middle. But we have to break these patterns. And every time that you're angry, it's about a want and a need. And if you don't start addressing them on your own, they're never going to get addressed. And you have to disappoint people. You have to cut people out. You have to get comfortable with people not being happy with you. You're not happy with you, and that's lonely. Everybody else is happy because you're fucking performing for them. You're giving them what they need, but you're self-abandoned. You're not giving anything to yourself. And you're pissed off because you were told that if I live this way, I'm going to be happy and people are going to like me. Yeah, people like you, but you don't. And that's the problem. You don't like you because you're still betraying yourself. You had no choice but to betray yourself as a child. No choice. It's how you survived. But you're still betraying yourself. You're still in the patterns. You're still in this endless loop. Every time you get angry, it's an opportunity for growth. Every time somebody knocks you down or gaslights you, it's another opportunity for growth. If you take a look at it. If you stop with the default responses, you hurt my feelings, so now I am going to withdraw, or I'm going to be spiteful, or I'm going to be vindictive, or I'm going to be manipulating, or I'm going to be controlling, or I'm not going to give you what you want. The thing is, rebellion and hate and resentment, you're just as tied to this person as if you gave them everything they wanted. Enmeshment and rebellion are just as strong and powerful of a connection. So learn how to stop hating on yourself and hate them for a little while. But don't get stuck on hating them. It's part of this natural process of getting to acceptance, of resolution. If you are drawing a hard line in the sand, and you feel powerful and in control because now you cut this person out and they're slowly trying to worm their way in by manipulation or however they go about it. You feel strong, you feel powerful, you feel in control, but you've also cut off a huge part of who you are. You're not free. Anger is always about a want. Hate is about a deep need that is unmet. So if you're hating on somebody and you think that you're going to get your needs met through hate, it's not going to happen. You have to resolve the anger in you. Get to a place of understanding of why you've had to live this life. See, when you are angry and you're hating on somebody, yeah, it feels powerful. It feels like you're in control. It feels like protection. But it's also very damaging. Because if we have to stay that walled up and that angry, we are not free to make choices based on what's best for us. All you're doing is building defenses to keep somebody from hurting you. There is a place to get to where you don't have to hate, where you don't need anger to feel safe. And it's by understanding you, by getting to know yourself. You're spending all this time looking at these other people and why can't they love me and why are they so mean and why do they keep gaslighting me? Why? You're asking about the wrong person. The question should be, why do I care? about what this person thinks? Why am I attaching to the gaslighting? Why am I so emotionally invested in getting this one person to treat me right? You're going to an empty fucking well. They got their own shit. They're fucked up on their own level. And you're trying to make some kind of sanity for yourself by figuring them out. That's the waste of energy. It is when you start to get to understand yourself and the dynamics in these relationships, when you understand them better, there's less room for triggering because it's understandable. You know where it's coming from. If I am just on defensive and I am just waiting to react because I know at some point this person is going to light me up, you're just on guard. You're not free. You're not enjoying life. You're waiting for that shoe to drop and you're preparing yourself for your response. What kind of freedom and joy is in that kind of preparation, that kind of being on guard? It is no longer about them. The focus needs to be on you. Why am I self-hating? Why am I so angry with myself? Why do I keep allowing this to happen? Why do I stay in this? Why am I wasting all of this energy in trying to figure them out? You're not a child anymore, physically. Emotionally, yes. But at some point, the outer adult in you has to kick in and you got to start parenting this kid and tell this kid, listen, it's like a bully on the playground. You got to figure out a way to survive without letting them get to you, without living in the torment, without living in the fear. You got to realize what these people are saying and doing have no fucking value to you at all because they're just assholes like anybody else on this planet. They just happen to be the two assholes that raised you. They're no different. You're giving them too much power. This is about empowering yourself and understanding who you are. How much time do you spend alone working on yourself, trying to understand why you are triggered, why you react the way you react? See, this is about figuring you out, not figuring them out. And I get it. When you were a child, you had to figure out them to be safe. You had to give them what they want. You're pissed off because you don't want to do it anymore, but you don't know any other way. And to do it a different way is going to be frightening. It's going to be scary. It's going to be emotionally painful and difficult because we're holding on for the possibility that these crumbs of love and affection are going to trickle down to the fucking floor and we're on our hands and knees soaking up a little love and attention. They're not the gatekeepers to your supply of joy and happiness and self-worth. You are. This is all about you now. They no longer have to fucking matter. They are not important anymore. And when you stay in that role and you stay in that self-hate or the hating of them, you're just in this endless loop that's never going to change. It's important for you to start to learn how to take care of yourself. And the first way is to put down the bottle, put down the pills, start getting to meetings, start sobering up. And then it's start to wean off of these people. They are not the answers. Even if your abuser and the parents, whoever raised you, whoever you're looking for that validation, that permission to be you, they no longer hold that power. The little kid in you doesn't believe that. So you got to teach that kid that you are in charge, that you are the one who has all the power to make this happen. We had to give all of that power away to survive. But now it's just killing you and you're pissed off at yourself because you're not fucking doing enough to change this. There's a part of you that is still holding out hope to have that childhood, to have this parent love and care for you in the ways that you deserve. But meanwhile, you ain't doing shit for yourself. You're still looking to them. You gotta stop. Your anger is about wants, your rage, and your hate is about needs. And you can hate and rage and be angry all you want till the day you fucking die, and it's not going to get your needs met. Nobody is going to meet your needs but you. Period. End of fucking story. And I know how hard this is to see when you're in it, man. When I was working through it, it was so difficult. It's that negotiation you have with yourself. I am set up to emotionally take care of this person, and now I am slowly am not taking care of this person, and emotionally inside it is killing me because I remember the torment and fear on this emotional deep level, and it's starting to ring true in my body that the fear of not giving this person what they want had felt like death. And that doesn't fucking change as an adult. And the anger is just a way not to feel what we need to feel to work through this. Hate yourself all you want. Hate them all you want. You need to at some point, but don't get stuck in it. Like, there has to come to some resolution within it. I look at the way things are and have been in my life with my family, and I'm getting to a place of acceptance. I'm understanding why I have been the way I have been, and most of it was because I was not allowed to be angry at them. So I had to find ways around anger, which was spite. I was a mean, spiteful motherfucker because that was only my only recourse. And I walked around on guard because I'm not allowed to have my anger. And there's nothing more important than having the anger, but having it in a healthy way so that you don't get permanently stuck in it. There's a way to feel safe without hate. And that is when you start to learn how to trust yourself and when you have feel like you're working on your worth and value. See, if I feel I have my own worth and value, you can insult me, you can criticize me, you can gaslight me, and I don't have the need or that knee-jerk reaction to defend myself because my opinion of me is now more important than your opinion of me. And that's the shift, that's the slide that we have to get to. We're so fucking empathetic and worried about people being angry with us, but we don't give ourselves the same consideration. What are you doing to work on your anger? What are you doing? If anything, you have to understand it. Why are you so pissed off at yourself? Why are you so pissed off at them? Like, details. Get in there. Figure out the inner workings of it. Being angry isn't good enough. It's understanding why you're so angry. Well, they were mean to me. They were disrespectful. They were rude. They were narcissists. They were gaslighting. Very general. How about getting into the specifics of it? How about getting into the feelings and the emotions? If you're fearing their anger, you have to experience that in your body because it's in there. It's in there from childhood. It's buried. Why don't you start trying to get closer to what those feelings were like? What the terror and the torment that you had to endure so that you don't fear it anymore? And you start getting this shit out. Spite, anger, hate, resentment. It just slowly kills us until you can figure out how to resolve it. And the first step is shifting your anger towards them. And then when you get the anger off of you and onto them, that gives you space to start working on yourself, to resolve your own self-hate, to start treating yourself better. See, if I'm still trying to please them and they're gaslighting me and I'm in that loop where I'm partly hating myself, partly hating them, like, I have no space because I'm just filled with anger. You got to shift the anger off of you onto something or somebody else for a while so that you can free up space to start treating yourself better. And then you start to work on your anger towards them because you don't want to be angry at them. You don't want them to have that hold on you. When you're angry and pissed off, they win because they have control over you. They're irrelevant in this equation right now. This is all about you. And the anger towards them, when you shift off you to them, is to put up a boundary, to put up walls, so that they can't get in and fuck your shit up, so that you got space to work on you and understand your inner workings and why you hurt so deeply and why you hate so deeply, and start to resolve it by treating yourself better. And then eventually you have to slowly let down the walls with them and test the waters and let them in a little bit and see how that feels in your body. And then manage that feeling and that anger and that hurt and that disappointment and come to a resolution and then let them in a little bit more. And then do the same process, work on the feelings, the emotions, the thoughts until you get to a resolution and then you let people in more. You let the walls down, and it's not so much letting them in, it's letting the walls down. So that there's a freedom, a free flow of energy. If you're blocking bad feelings with hate and anger, you're also blocking good feelings like joy and happiness. So if you are leaning to one side of hate and anger, you're also taking away things that are important for you, for your life, for your well-being. You got to stop hating yourself. You got to put the walls and boundaries with anger and hate towards them to create space. In that space, you work on yourself and you get yourself right. And you get to a point where you take care of yourself in a way that you don't need anybody else in that way. You don't need them in that way. You become self-sufficient, self-reliant, and self-dependent. And you learn how to feel good about yourself. And when you get to that point, the hate and the anger will start to slowly subside because you realize it's just a waste of energy at this point. But you do need it to get from A to B. But when you get from B to getting to C, to move further down this road, you're going to have to manage and work through the hate and anger. I mean, do you want to go through the rest of your life pissed off and defensive? And walled up and put so much energy into not hurting and put so much energy into hate that there's no space inside of you to grow, that there's no joy, that you are just living in this emotional toxic environment where nothing good can grow? No, you don't. You don't know how to do it. None of us knew how to do it. You have to work through it. And it's going to be emotionally uncomfortable. It's going to be emotionally torturous at times because their love and their approval was like heroin for us, and we are addicted to it. And we got to kick the habit. We got to get off the drug. You don't need it anymore. All addictions end in failure, and you are addicted to getting them to love you, to appreciate you, to value you. They're never going to do. If they would have done it, they would have done it by now. And the only way they're going to change is if you change. And I can tell you this, by living my best life and realizing that I never need them ever again, that forces them to make a choice. I can continue to be a gaslighting asshole, or I can change the way I'm relating to this person because I need them in my life. And the way we were, that system, the rules, the patterns no longer works because I can't get my needs met by triggering this person. I can't trigger my child anymore. So now I have no way to relate to them because they've changed and they've done the work and they've gotten to this place where they don't give a shit about my opinion. So I can keep doing this over and over, week in and week out, year after year. And if this person is not getting the response that I need, I have no supply anymore. And I need a supply. I need to somehow be connected, but all I ever thought of being connected was control, manipulation, and gaslighting. And it doesn't work anymore. So I can tell this person to fuck off and never have them in my life, or I can possibly change so that I can get my needs met somehow, some way, because the manipulation and the gaslighting doesn't work anymore. This is all about you working on yourself. It has nothing to do with them anymore. They are irrelevant in the equation. It is all about you. When you change who you are and your way of being and your self-worth and your confidence, that is going to force the bottom feeders who have been sucking the life out of you forever to change, because they're not getting their supply anymore. You're not giving in to what they want. You're not giving them their supply, their needs. That's the goal. You have to fucking cut them off and heal and grow and work on yourself and let them fend for themselves. Let them figure it out. Let them do some of the work. And get yourself right and get yourself more whole and complete so that you could stand in a room with them and not feel like a 6-year-old child. They don't have that power. And the only way you're going to know that they don't have the power anymore is by starting to empower yourself. They don't deserve what you're giving. They don't even deserve your anger, because that's still a supply for them. They don't care if you're loving them or negative about them. They're still getting attention. They are empty without it. They are soulless. They are empty. They are depleted, and they will do anything unconsciously to keep that supply going. So cut off the supply. Stop feeding into the bullshit and take all of that energy and all of that supply and slowly start shifting it into yourself. I mean, it's never going to change, ever, if you keep doing the same things. Create distance and space so you can understand it. And if you still want to go back after you healed, you have that choice. And I can tell you from where I'm sitting, to be able to sit in a room with my parents and not be on guard and not be triggered and not be defensive and take whatever gaslighting and bullshit snide comments that they have and just kind of laugh it off is empowering as fuck. They have no control over me. They have no power over me anymore. I can be in the same room and not fear it. I don't have to sit here in my apartment and obsess and think about ways to be so that they don't gaslight me. It's fixing yourself. It's healing yourself. It's finding confidence within yourself. It's loving yourself. It's taking care of yourself. It's stop being dependent on others to survive. I said it 1,000 times. I'm alone. I have nobody to rely on. I have nobody to help. If I don't do it, it doesn't get done. Was that lonely? Was that sad? Was that isolating? Was that difficult? Yeah. Hardest journey ever. But now, life is somewhat easy. Because I'm not needing others. I don't need the supply. I don't need the support. Would I like it? Sure, that would be nice once in a while. But I don't need anybody. Now I want people, not need them. You got to get to the point where you don't need them. Anger's always about a want. And if you're angry at yourself or them, you want something. So figure out what the fuck it is, get in there, dig around, get emotionally dirty inside, and start working it through. I mean, I can't stress enough how this is all about you. It has to be all about you, what you want, what you need, what you desire, because it's never been. Fill yourself up. And when you fill yourself up and you patch these holes in your souls and you start feeling better about yourself, then you have choices. Because right now in anger and rage and hate, your choices are extremely limited. And so is your life. And it's not going to change much until you figure out how to work through the anger.
Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right, take care.